The regular session of the 88th General Assembly convenes Monday, January 10th. In the meantime, legislators have been pre-filing bills and resolutions. On December 7th, Arkansas Republican State Representative-elect Denny Altus, District 63, Fort Smith, pre-filed HB 1051 titled the Defensive Carry Restoration Act regarding the open carry of firearms. Altus is a Fort Smith businessman and an Army veteran who served in Vietnam. He says gun laws in Arkansas are confusing. First of all, he says residents are allowed to drive with a gun in their vehicle under the state's so-called journey law, but cannot openly carry a holstered gun.
Right now, it's kind of one of those don't ask, don't tell, or whatever. You know, they don't say anything, even though proving that you're on a trip or on a journey or something like that, you know, that would be probably difficult to prove. In a lot of situations, you know, is a trip or a journey going to the Quickie Mart down at the corner? You know, it's hard to define trip or journey. So this basically would clear that up. Everybody, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people carry now, and you know, I've open carried, you know, for years and years. I didn't know it was against the law to open carry until I started researching it a little bit. There's only five or six states in the United States where it's against the law to open carry. And Arkansas's law is so vague.
Arkansas is among seven states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and the District of Columbia, that bar openly carrying handguns. The rest go by state or local jurisdictional laws to regulate handgun ownership. Three states allow residents to carry a gun without any permit: Alaska, Vermont, and Arizona.
You know, if you look at the crime rate in states that have open carry, most of the states that have open carry, like Montana and Wyoming and Idaho, Utah, all those states out there that everybody open carries, you know, there's very little crime. And right now, it's not against the law to open carry a long gun anywhere. You know, I mean, you can carry a long gun anywhere you want to right now, and it's not against the law as long as they don't have a sign on the door. And my law would be the same, basically. If you've got a sign on the door that says no guns, then, you know, it's against the law to carry a gun in there. And same way, you know, long guns or handguns, either one. And it's the same way, you know, courthouses, banks, a lot of restaurants will have a sign. Some stores will have a sign, you know. And, you know, I have a carry license. And so a lot of times I'll walk up to the door and I'll see the sign. I'll have to go back to the car and leave my gun. And so, you know, my law would just clean it all up and make sure that everybody understood where the laws are, who could carry, and who cannot carry.
No data exists on the rate of violence in open carry states, according to the Harvard School of Public Health. Representative-elect Denny Altus, who just completed two terms as a state senator, filed the open carry bill on behalf of Arkansas Carry, a statewide gun rights group. 19-year-old Jordan Allison is a Russellville coordinator for Arkansas Carry and a board member. She's in college, a political science major, studying to be a lawyer. In her spare time, she enjoys recreational shooting.
And I like having guns for self-defense purposes in my home and eventually on me.
But Jordan, by law, has two more years to go before she can purchase a handgun. And in order to carry it on her, she'll have to purchase a concealed weapon permit.
When you go to purchase a gun, you have a lot of paperwork you have to fill out, a background check, and just to make sure that, you know, you haven't had any past, you know, felonies or anything like that. And you have to be at least 21. To purchase a handgun, you have to be at least 18 to purchase a rifle.
The cost for a concealed carry permit in Arkansas is around $135.
There's a high price involved in a concealed carry permit, and it kind of, the price makes it difficult for people that don't have a large income to maintain. You know, you have to get the concealed carry permit. You have to renew it every 5 years, and you have to pay those fees every 5 years. You take a written portion of the test, and then you have to show a proficiency test.
But even if Jordan is compliant with the concealed carry law, if her holstered weapon was exposed in public, she could be arrested. Arkansas proponents of the open carry bill aim to restore the right to openly carry guns, which they point out was extinguished by Southern legislatures after the Civil War to prevent freed African Americans from carrying weapons. While over a century later, women like Jordan Allison believe they have a right to protect themselves from violence.
If you're a woman and there's a potential rapist that's trying to stalk you, if he sees a woman with a gun on her hip, he's probably going to refrain from attacking. Where if she had it concealed, he might still try to go after her.
Similar bills in Arkansas sponsored in previous sessions have failed, including one in 2009 by Republican State Representative Mark Martin, who's now Secretary of State-elect. The final argument Arkansas open carry advocates point to is the Second Amendment, our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And with the Tea Party's surging interest in constitutional rights, the measure may have a shot this time around. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.